Now, friends, we have seen that this remnant that went down into Egypt, they made a mistake in going there because they disobeyed God. He told them not to, but it's going to work out not for their good, but actually they are getting right out of the frying pan into the fire. The war is over in Israel. No enemy would want to come in now and take that land because it has been absolutely run over, burned, and nothing in the world but debris, nothing in the world but the ashes of the civilization that was there. So they should have stayed. They could have at least built it up, but they did not. They ran off to Egypt, and that's where the war was moving because Nebuchadnezzar, next campaign was against Egypt, which he took. And when he did, he got these people. That was the second time he captured them, and they suffered. They thought they were running away from war. They thought they were getting down where they would get plenty to eat. And all they were thinking of was their tummy and their safety. Well, when we sink down to that low level, and our attitude and our actions and our goals are not based on the fact that we want today to live for God and that God's truth should be our guide, that we should follow Him. And when we go from that, then, my friend, we have sunk to a low level and it won't bring peace to us and it won't bring plenty to us either. That has been the experience down through the annals of history. History teaches us that. It's a great lesson. These great principles are in this book here, and we've attempted to lift a few of them out, but I'll be very frank with you. I feel like I've been standing on the fringe of things here, and I have not really been able to enter into some of the great truths that God has here for us. And as you continue on here in chapter 49, there is a prophecy against the Ammonites and their cities. No use looking to Ammon. It'll be destroyed. And they'll disappear because they're not around today as a nation. But notice what God says in verse 6, "And afterward I will bring again the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith the Lord." Now, God says that He intends to bring them back in the last days as a nation. I say that these are remarkable scriptures here, remarkable prophecies. In other words, this remnant could turn to no one for help. And even, we'll see, they couldn't even turn to Babylon, because Babylon will be coming down later on. Their only help was to be in the Lord and trust Him and obey Him.